Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Here we'll talk about what type of law a zaken has to reject in order to become a zaken mamre. Mishnah says, Homer bedivre sofrim me bedivre Torah. There's something stricter about a halacha that's in the Torah that is explained by the hachamim using the tradition, as opposed to a halacha that's written in Torah that is clear what has to happen. In other words, if something is written clearly in the Torah, a zaken mamre, if he goes against it, is not a zaken mamre. But if the zaken mamre goes against something that's an interpretation of hachamim that they have a tradition for, but that's vague in the words of the Torah, that's where a zaken mamre could develop into something problematic. For example, ha'omer en tefillin kedei la'avor al divrei Torah patur. For example, let's say somebody says, a hacham gets up and he says, there's no obligation to wear tefillin. He wants people to violate it, and he tells everyone there's no obligation to wear tefillin. Then what we say is that there's an obvious obligation to wear tefillin. It says in the Torah, ukshartem otam le'ot ayedchem, hayu le'ot afod b'nechem. You should bind them around your arms and put them between your eyes. A clear obligation of tefillin. So what we would say is that people should know that the hacham was just mistaken. He wasn't going against the Torah. The obligation of tefillin is written so clearly in the Torah that people should know that, and when he says not to wear it, it's not considered to be a ruling that he's going against, that he should be put to death for. It's just probably a mistake or a misunderstanding. But when it comes to how many compartments in the tefillin, we have four. Hamesh totafot lehosif al divrei sofrim. But if he says there should really be five compartments in the tefillin, which is adding to the understanding of Hazal. The rabbis have a tradition that there are four compartments in the tefillin. So in that case, he's hayav. He would be obligated to be put to death. That law is not written clearly in the Torah, and therefore he's trying to undermine the tradition of hachamim. And if we didn't know for the tradition, we would think that this zaken is right. So for that type of deviation, he would be put to death.